Yeah, I'm always ready.
Whenever you're ready.
I hit the record, it just took a while to go in, so...
That's
you guys
have
made a great intro to this NR7 episode. I have really no clue at this point. I think it's 16-ish, maybe.
Are we starting yet?
We are started.
Oh.
That's me going into trying to salvage the intro, but you keep hitting it with the club.
It's gone. It's not a seal.
Gone. This is an audio show, not a seal, Big. All right.
I just love clubbing.
So do baby seals.
I have to meet our unprofessional quota.
And that's maxed out.
I think we can squeeze a little bit more in there, but... see here. Actually, with the hiatus of not doing shows because of some stuff and laziness mostly, do have games to review.
So many games.
What's first?
Two of us have been playing the Payday the Heist game. It's been out for, I think, a year already, but just released a new DLC, and we also all picked it up while it was cheap.
Yeah, it was on sale on the, I think it was the summer sale, wasn't it?
Yeah, the big wallet destroyer.
Yeah.
So I've been in the commission for a while. What's Payday?
Games for cheap. Sorry.
Okay, so Payday is kind of like a mix between, like, I don't know, like Left 4 Dead and Tom Clancy Rainbow Six 2. So, like, you're a bunch of criminals and you are doing a heist. In some cases, you're robbing a bank, other times, you're robbing a drug lord, you're stealing things. And it always involves, like, you have to go to this location and accomplish some task, you know, like disable cameras or drill through a wall or something like that. And defend yourselves while you're accomplishing this task. Then you get your loot and you have to fight your way out. This entire time, wave after wave of police officers is crashing in on you. And they've got all different classes, like ones with tasers and full body armor and tear gas and all kinds of stuff like that. And it gets very...
pretty much... I completely messed this up now. I'm not used to shows. Don't judge me. But yeah.
Yep.
So once you get the heist going, you just massive. Well, there was kind of two parts. The raids which go on, they tend to give you a warning, but once the raid's out, pretty much. It's just a constant stream of police officers out rushing the place. And after you fight them back, you get slight breathers where you can continue to meet your objective. And let's see.
Sounds like the perfect game. Game night with little Timmy.
It is, and it's got a lot of progression to it. For example, like there's, I don't know, maybe 12 different missions. We haven't even come close to completing them all, and they keep adding new ones. Like they did a crossover with Left 4 Dead and had like the Mercy Hospital and stuff like that, where you actually have to steal this virus. You unlock, like, you basically get XP for every level that you accomplish. And,
it's cash.
Whatever, it's XP. You use it to unlock additional weapons, and you can kind of specialize your character to go along certain lines. Like, there's no specific class, but depending on what you unlock, you're going to fulfill different roles. Like there's the, you know, you can get support gear that gives you like extra a bag that gives people extra ammo, or there's a health bag that you can get, or trip wires, or you know, all kinds of different stuff like that. It becomes very, very tactical, I've found.
Yeah. And yeah, there's for unlock trees. Well, three with the original game. New expansion unlocked the fourth one. Which there's the salt, which unlocks pretty much machine guns and heavy fire stuff. There's the sniper. Can't remember what if that's what it's called, but pretty much get an accurate rifle and bonuses to boost in accuracy of weapons. Then there's, yeah, the support. Then the new one is the tech, which gives you stationary turrets. And yeah, so there's pretty much, yeah, there's, when you're playing, you choose one of the trees, which, well, during that mission, it will put any XP you get. Well, not really XP. Whenever you level, it'll level up in that class and unlock the next thing. But when all that does is let you customize. So when you're choosing what you're carrying, it's not limited to what you're currently leveling. Because you can have the machine gun from the assault. You can have the medic bag from the support. The thick skin from the sniper class. And pretty much mix and match whatever your makes your character fit in with the group. But I do like it where, yeah, you make your own class to fit whatever the mission requires.
My one complaint for it, like it's actually very well polished, great combat system. I, you know, very few complaints, but my one complaint is that it's hard. It's so freaking difficult. You know, I've played probably 10 times. I've won 2 games. And so it can get a little bit frustrating. I find if I lose a match too many times in a row, I just get frustrated and want to quit.
Is it hard, or do you just suck?
It's, basically what it is you have to grind for a while to get all the unlocks so your character's actually a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
When you have just the noob gear, you can't actually finish some of the harder missions.
Yeah. Well,
and there's like... There's no easy games. There's 2 maps out of the, like the 12 or 13 or whatever that are normal, and then the rest are hard or insane difficulty.
No, it's 2 of the first 2 maps are easy.
Mm.
Then it's normal, hard, and overkill. We've always been playing on normal, so we've done a few hard of the first map.
I've only ever beaten the easy ones.
Yeah. That I know when we first picked it up. With a group of 4, I think it took us 5 times trying to beat the bank on easy the first time just to grind up till we having enough decent gear.
Yep.
The grind is a bit long because I believe with the new expansion, the max level is 190 some. So it's
up there.
Yeah. Does have a large grind factor of unlocks and can't really play the harder difficulties until you have a decent amount of unlocks in the classes.
Yeah.
Which other than that fact, I am really enjoying the game. Because it's kind of a unique thing, since you are playing as the criminals, and who doesn't want to rob a bank? but
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
A few of the game mechanics are—I know it's a game, but it's a bit odd. Where if you're downed, you can be revived if somebody gets you in time. If not, you go into custody, which apparently somehow the on easy and normal, you get a timer of how long it takes to negotiate down till you spawn back in, which seems a bit odd. But when we tried playing the hard ones, it actually changes that mechanic to you can only get back into the game if you release a hostage.
Oh.
Which, that makes it a hell of a lot harder.
Yeah, because, like, you're never, like, hanging out in the same spot for a very long time. You can't really haul hostages with you.
Yeah. That would be a nice feature of being able to tell the hostages to follow you.
Yeah.
Especially since a lot of them tend to be out in the open when you tell them to get down.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them tend to jump up in the middle of gunfights, which is odd.
Yeah, they do kind of have a suicide wish.
But yeah. But overall, I've been enjoying it.
Oh yeah.
Nice fun game to hang out if you have a group of friends to, well, three other friends.
Yeah, it's a four-player game.
Which, that's a bit annoying, because I know stuck out waiting, or as a fifth, waiting for somebody to drop out.
Oh yeah, we get that a lot. But really, like, most of the good games out there are four players. It's hard to get, you know, like a 10-player game or anything like that.
And also, 10 people robbing a bank may be a bit overkill.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I'd want the most meat shields I could get.
This is a good point. You have like two people who are in on the main hit, and then you just go hire some crackheads off the street and tell them they're going to get a cut. And they are your bullet shields.
Here, like wear this movie. Body armor and stand in front of me. Don't I get a gun? No.
Don't worry, we've got a guy showing up with guns once we're inside. They're just not giving them to you.
Yeah. Although one of the things, another thing I find funny is the devices in the game. All of them are wired up to large, looks like iPad type devices. That break down frequently and have to be restarted. And I don't know how restarting a computer continues it to hack a device.
Well, you know, it's 1980 in an alternate universe.
But again, it's just one of those mechanics that had to be put in.
Yeah.
That's it. Also, other than the bank heist, a lot of the missions have variables of what's gonna, how stuff goes out. Because, like on one, the airdrop explosives in and it can land in one of multiple spots, and depending on where it lands, it can really screw you over.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, but it's nice having some variability to it, because no two games play out the same way.
Yeah,
you know, like with Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six or something like that, the terrorists were pretty much always in the same spots.
Yeah.
So, like, if once you knew the map, you'd know, okay, we'll go to this doorway. Okay, you've got four terrorists that come out. Okay, you kill them, go around this corner, throw a grenade because you know there's a guy here, so on and so forth. You don't run into that sort of situation in this game.
Yeah, so that's a nice feature.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Can't remember how much the game is currently.
Yeah, well, it was a lot cheaper when we picked it up.
Well, I think it was
probably
$5
about $30 or something now.
User joined your channel.
Hi, user.
So, the station's not broadcasting anything at the moment, actually.
God damn it. Are we at least recording?
It seemed to be working decently.
Oh, if we're not recording, I'm going to bitch slap BSV.
Oh, have you all been sitting there doing a show?
Yeah.
So I'm just interrupting your show.
Yeah. But if we are not broadcasting, I thought I...
Let me go check it, because I just noticed the station's, like, empty. I mean, I'm hitting play, and I'm not hearing anything.
BSV killed the station.
Awesome, it's not even playing.
Well, he's probably just not... He's probably broadcasting, and he's just not, I'll go check it, BRB.
Alright. Yay.
This is why we should test things before we start.
I did test it.
Are we recording, BSV?
The red dot is... red.
That's a good sign.
It says on air 18 minutes, so I assumed we were on air after I checked it. Yay.
Well, while you guys sort that out, I'm going to get a milkshake.
Aw, lucky.
I want a milkshake.
God damn it.
Okay, I'm still getting stuff through on the station, so...
No, you're recording, and it says you're broadcasting, but I'm not able to connect to anything on the stream.
Oh, let me try.
Huh.
But
I know what it is.
Oh, I forgot to hit play.
I found it. It's going. I'm an idiot.
Yay, my this interruption has been brought to you by MERPS.
My bad. Shit, my laptop had flash muted.
Okay. Oh, we have 5 listeners now. Sure, a couple of them are us.
I apologize for the interruption.
Not a problem. You're live in making the listen or keeping the listeners on edge.
Keeping everybody on their toes, right? That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yep. Yeah, we were just finishing our review of Payday.
Ah, cool.
Good stuff. Man vs. Machine next.
Well, I can't remember if we set a rating for it, but I recommend buying Payday if you have a group to play with. On to the next one.
Fair enough.
Well, I can't remember.
Are we going to wait for Big to get back, or...
Oh yeah, I forgot he went to get a milkshake.
It's kind of a clusterfuck.
I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's all gone downhill.
I'm paranoid about the new system, and so I didn't realize Flash was muted. This is my work laptop. I'm just borrowing it because it was convenient. I didn't realize I'd muted Flash at some point on it, probably for some dumbass banner ad. So I go check the station.
We are.
Oh yeah, we're live.
God damn it!
I'm horrible. I'm a horrible person. And I'm drunk.
This has to stay in the show.
Well, I'm not.
It is, because
it's...
The new recording system just writes straight to MP3 to the disc. It doesn't go through Audacity. There is no editing it. I suppose you could pull it up in Audacity and edit it, but it'd be easier to pull it down locally first.
Yeah.
And I'm just too lazy to edit.
Okay, so fuck it. We're doing it live.
Intermission.
Enjoy, friends.
We are live.
Well... Damn it.
By the way, for those listening wondering about my milkshake, I don't have any milk.
Aww.
Kahlua?
That's depressing.
It's got rum.
Rum shit.
Rum and ice cream. Mm.
Those are surprisingly good.
Oh, I bet.
Stop making me hungry.
It's kind of a girly drink, but who the fuck cares?
I saw an advertisement yesterday.
It's alcoholic ice cream. What? You can't complain about anything involving alcohol and ice cream.
Oh, hell yes, I can.
There's a difference between ice cream and curdled cream.
Oh, no, no, I'm referring to, like, somebody dumping Guinness into ice cream or something.
Ugh.
Or, you know...
No, I saw this horrible advertisement the other day for a chocolate cake-flavored vodka. the thought made me sick.
You know, the sad part is it's probably really good.
Yeah, that could
probably taste anything like chocolate cake, but it's probably good.
That'll be either really good or really bad.
Really bad.
I'll
yeah.
be willing to test it though. So didn't we have a show somewhere on this mess?
This is a good show.
Oh yeah.
For those who don't know, the new Man vs. Machine update
awesome.
Came out for Team Fortress 2.
And it's changed the face of the whole game. You know, it's pretty much added a co-op element to TF2, so it's no longer like a deathmatch type game. Like, there's still that aspect of it, but now you also have this co-op option, which is basically you guys versus the robot invaders, and it's basically a six-man team versus unending
army.
Hordes of robots coming after you.
Well, they and do end.
Well, yeah, depends, but so they've got the different classes of robots, you know, like scout, heavy, soldier, and stuff like that. But then they have different versions of those ones. Like, for example, they have a scout that just uses its shotgun and runs around. Then they have a giant scout that runs twice as fast and has twice as many hit points. Or the stunning scout, which basically fires baseballs at you constantly, and if it hits you, it just knocks you out. Of course, you know, there's like a giant heavy that shows up that's followed by five medics, all of which have an Uber charge or you know,
well,
so
normally
like,
that one doesn't have the Uber charge because
well,
yes.
This sounds like the old invasion mode from Unreal Tournament 2K3, 2K4.
Probably is. You know, basically they have a bomb, they need to get it to your base, and you have to defend your base. And it's a lot of fun. You know, sometimes you get, you know, teammates and stuff like that who don't really know what they're doing. You run into all kinds of problems that way when you're doing pickup games. But it's so much fun. I actually went out and rented a server for the next month or two so that we can actually play it. Because one of the problems with this update is so many people are wanting to go play it now that all the servers are always full. And it's like a half hour wait to get into a server. And then if there's a version mismatch or your ping's too high, or the admin doesn't like you and kicks you out, you have to wait another half hour to get into the server. Like me and BSV tried to play the other day. It took us about an hour to get into a game that was worth playing.
I did just recently acquire this old Sun workstation. I wonder if we could rig up a server into it.
Who knows? I've got a server for the next month, though, so... And we'll probably lose interest by then. Like, there's only three maps right now. But,
you know what's a really fun game?
What?
Unreal Tournament 99.
Very fun game.
It is.
You know what else is a fun game? Root the Box. Oh, wait, that's not a game.
Well, you could turn it into a game and have them root their own box for you.
Well, there is a version of it called King of the Hill.
Or Capture the Flag if you're going to DEFCON.
Yeah, there's actually several Capture the Flags out there. I've been meaning to pull down some of the scenarios and try them out.
I just derailed the show, I'm sorry.
Just a little bit.
It's already been derailed.
I don't know where the tracks even started anymore.
The track is a dot to us.
BSV, you shouldn't let the hosts of other shows onto your shows, because we just do this shit.
Well, you just hopped in, not invited. You're letting the show is off.
True, you're right.
And you didn't even bring alcohol for us.
Oh, I brought alcohol, all right. I'm just not sharing.
You selfish bastard.
Yep.
Back to the man versus machine.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the co-op aspect to Team Fortress, I think, was a much-needed feature just for a change of pace and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they did add a pay to play aspect to it. Like, it's free to play, you know, you go into all the regular servers, it's free, but they have some official servers that I'm guessing probably have a lot lower wait time, and you always get special loot if you win on these servers. It costs $1 to go through a mission. And if you win that mission, you get special loot. And, you know, it's going to be like a hat or a cape or something like that. Nothing that actually gives you extra stats or abilities. It's just an aesthetic item. But that's how, I guess, how they're monetizing this setup.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't understand how they can be making money with this, because I don't know anybody who spends the money.
People spend... Wasn't there that one game, one item in there, the gift, that was like $99 or some ridiculous thing like that? People were buying it.
Yeah, I suppose.
People spent money in Second Life. People are on the internet are just stupid.
True. They are stupid.
But, I mean, you gotta give them props. They're making money, or at least a small amount of money, on a game that's... How old's TF2 at this point? It's like 8 years?
It came out in 2004 or something like that, didn't it?
Yeah, 8 years. I guessed well.
And I still haven't played it.
It's a good game, though. Highly recommended.
Well, the fact that it's still going says something.
And they've made it free to play at this point, and they're still making money. But, you know, like, that's probably just because they had reached a point where those who were going to buy it have already bought it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, once by making it free, they've been able to monetize it all over again.
Yeah, they're doing the microtransactions.
Not a bad idea. Like, I have nothing against the microtransactions as long as you have an option of getting those things for free.
Things not really being a value other than making it different.
Like, the second you have a game where, you know, you can give them a bunch of money to have an unfair advantage over the players who don't, when it's a competitive game, that's when you start running into issues. Now, if it's a cooperative game, that's not really a problem, but when it's competitive, then, you know, no matter how good you are, as long as this guy has like $100 to drop on the game, he's always going to kick your ass.
But those tend to weed out the people that don't pay, since they tend to not like getting killed. But I don't really know how to rate man versus machine, since it's free.
Yeah, but
broken machine skulls also... out of 5.
Sounds good.
He gives it 3.5 little Saddams. I mean,
and do you mind if I introduce the next one here, BSV?
Go right ahead.
Me and BSV found what could possibly be the next Minecraft killer. And I put in a lot more time than he did, but we put in some time on this, and it seems extremely promising. It's called Blockscape, and for one, it's a beautiful game. One thing that they've done in this, it's still based off of blocks, but
smaller blocks.
Yeah, each Minecraft size block is actually split into 64 smaller blocks. And you can vary the size of your placement tool or destruction tool to be like the tiny 64th size blocks or the full size blocks. And then on top of that, you can have like angled blocks and stuff like that, so you can actually have slopes and everything. The terrain generation and everything is amazing. It appears that there's no height or depth limit. I spent like half an hour digging down and just kept finding more and more caves. I don't even know how far down I was. I got completely lost, but it was a long, long way. So it's essentially infinite in that sense, which is really nice. You know, there might be a limit, but I wasn't able to find it. It's currently in its like early alpha stages, but it's already very polished on single player. Multiplayer is still kind of a crapshoot, but when you're playing it on your own, it's very stable. I haven't run into any bugs or anything like that. But of course, it's pretty much just creative mode at this point. There's no crafting or anything. But the framework is there, like, you know, there's all these different materials and stuff like that that you can find. So that's definitely going to be part of the game soon. It's just the programmer really wants to get everything really polished before he gets there, and he's really close.
Notch, pay attention.
Notch has been paying attention. He says he's actually really excited about this game. But you know, like, it's actually got like high definition textures. Like, it's got, you know, like when they went and got that, all those like special fancy cell shaders for Minecraft that made it look all rendered and reflective water and all this other sort of stuff. This has actually been programmed with that in mind. And it's done really well where you're not running into like 3 frames a second and stuff like that. So it's actually quite optimized in that sense. So it's very, very beautiful. And yeah, I'm really excited about this game because it's doing pretty much all the things that Minecraft didn't do right in regards to like the world generation, all that sort of stuff. So it's going to be neat to see how it turns out.
So if it's still on alpha, is it free to play at this moment or do you have to buy it?
Yeah.
There's a demo you can play or download, which is for free, where that has everything the regular one has, but it doesn't let you save.
Yeah, that's the only limitation. Oh, and you can't enable God mode, which is fine. But if you want to check it out...
I'm looking at the website right now. How much... Buy tab doesn't actually tell you how much it is until you register. That's not
Yeah, that's...
Here, let me log in. I've already
buy
registered.
Buy is, I think, £9, so $20.
Pound's still twice a dollar?
I don't know. That's why I was guessing.
Does look really cool, although the angles make me mad.
No, the angles are on once you get into it.
Yeah, just wait till you go into a cave.
Yeah,
dollar
the caves are amazing.
Dollar 57, but
yeah, like the caves look like real life caves.
Yeah.
Yeah, £9 90 or €9 90 cents.
Oh, euros.
Yeah, so it's like
€12
bucks or something.
Yeah, it won't be much.
Never mind that. Yeah.
Yeah, euros $1.20 at the moment.
You know, I'm not gonna buy it yet because it's still real early. It's gonna get there, but it's basically at the stage that Minecraft was when you had that like really basic version that only ran on the website, like Minecraft Classic, I think they call it. That's pretty much the stage it's at right now. So it's. Yeah. It's got a long ways to come, but it's looking nice. Well, it's by far the best Minecraft clone I've seen out there yet.
Yeah, once they get the crafting implemented and hammer out at least a few of those multiplayer bugs we were having, which aren't really too bad, but yeah. Yeah, definitely interested in trying it out more.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just... Didn't really do much building, but just wandering through it was nice looking.
Oh, yeah. Like, really, like, it's free. It's called Blockscape. Just go download the demo and try it out. You won't regret it.
And, see here. Should we go over, Castle Story?
Absolutely.
While we're on Minecraft?
Yeah.
I think the best description to this is Minecraft meets real-time strategy.
No, it's like Dwarf Fortress meets Minecraft.
That would work too.
Like it's one of these management games, you know, like you have all of these little dudes that you I can't remember what he calls them.
Bricktrons.
You know, you're like, okay, go mine here, go build this, go organize this, gather these resources, yada yada yada, and you know, and you tell them to like build a castle and all this other sort of stuff, and it takes place in this world that's full of all these floating islands. You can like build bridges too and stuff like that. So it's not as in depth as Dwarf Fortress. Well, obviously.
But again, he's going with the Minecraft where it's when it's released, it's gonna be beta, and he's gonna still add features. So,
But he's already got a lot of gameplay videos and stuff like that out there, and it looks quite polished. You know, it's got great graphics. It looks like the AI for the characters is coming along very nicely, along with the physics and everything. For example. An explosive goes off in the castle and all of the individual blocks of the castle actually break apart and come up in the air and then land on the ground as if they're like the actual blocks are still there. And then you end up with this pile of rubble that you can actually manage and, you know, recollect and stuff like that. So it's not like, you know, when something explodes, it just kind of disappears. It all kind of maintains its physicality, which is really interesting.
And also, it not just explosives, but they're saying, like, if you build something with bad structure, it'll crumble too. They actually have to have some planning on your structure instead of just making a giant tipsy tower with no support.
Yeah. And you know, like, the programmers, I think it's being made by three guys, and they're actually quitting their day jobs. It's on Kickstarter right now. There's 5 days left to go. They had an $80,000 goal. They're at $577,000 right now. Oh, go ahead.
I think it was $15 for to get it. So.
That gives you the beta, and you'll probably get your hands on the beta in October. You give them $25, you get the prototype probably by the end of this month. But like, they pretty much anybody who gives them money on Kickstarter, they're going to put your name in the credits for the game. Thing is, they've got something like 20,000 people now who've donated. And they, you know, nobody's going to look at a credit screen with 20,000 names on it. So they actually have a really interesting idea of what they're doing. They're going to make this credit island. And on this island, there's going to be gems hidden all throughout the land. And I guess gems are one of the resources that your people need to gather. So when you get to this island, you start mining like you normally would, and you start pulling up these gems like you normally would. When you break open these gems for their resources, name is going to, in like smoke, is going to basically pop up above this gem. And there's going to be about 20,000 gems on this island. And each gem is going to be from one of these backers. And as you collect the gems, all of the names go and kind of like float around this crystal in the center of the island, and you get more points for every name that you unleash. And it's kind of just like a way to encourage people to go to this island and, you know, unleash all of these names, and you kind of get to see who's all contributed. And of course, there's going to be like little Easter eggs and stuff like that, you know, like you'll get a chance of like finding a hat for your guy or, you know, other little stuff like that. So, you know, I thought that was like a really kind of innovative way of adding the credits to the game without, you know, making it just another wall of text. And they've got a lot of the really neat original ideas for this game that you don't really see other places.
And for those that already forgot, what was the name of it?
Castle Story.
Yeah. And also, I haven't really talked about it, but also you can arm your guys too, and because don't really know too much about the enemies that attack, but yeah, I have to defend your castle too, and hoping in multiplayer can actually either fight each other, could be interesting.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be kind of like island warfare. And I think it would make a very interesting kind of real-time strategy type game, you know. So you could really do it like a, you know, trade it like a Dwarf Fortress, you know, just kind of use a simulation, you know, build up your civilization, use it as that sort of technological progression. Looks like you could probably even just, you know, turn it into an RTS and go fight your neighbor.
Yeah. So, yeah. Definitely, already put in to pick that up. So once that comes out, I'll probably have another review or a better review on that. So,
well, you know, like I really hope that they're ready for, because they're releasing their prototype to the $25 backers by the end of this month.
Yeah. Well,
and then the next
saying this, as soon as it's over.
Yeah. Well, they say after the Kickstarter is over, but thing is, I hope they're prepared for that torrent to be released about an hour later, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, that's kind of why Minecraft was released when it did. Same thing with Terraria. They didn't actually intend for it to be quite as widespread as it was. It just kind of got sucked in.
Well, you know, shit happens.
Yep. So yeah. I'm just hoping that they've prepared for it and they've kind of got their release strategy based on that.
You know, I'm kind of happy about Kickstarter. Not to jump in on this, but there have been some really cool games coming out on Kickstarter. The Cyberpunk MMO or Shadowrun MMO, Project Lotus. This castle story looks pretty badass. You know, Kickstarter is a great place.
Fortunately, it's been sucking up my money.
Oh, but
yeah,
like,
I don't even have a computer that can play these, and I donated to both Shadowrun games and Project Lotus.
And you know, not even the to totally go off course, not even the games, but some of the tech that they've got on there is just awesome. Like that Bluetooth watch that they came out with that ended up raising $10 million. The Pebble, I think they called it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those, but I'm waiting for it to be the consumer version just because I want them to work out the bugs. But another one that I'm probably... Oh, go ahead.
Is it about Oya or whatever the hell it's called?
No, it's just... basically, it's a little Bluetooth watch that you sync up to your Android or the iPhone. And you can basically get all these different apps on it. So you can use it, for example, to control the music on your phone or use it to like receive text messages and all this other sort of stuff like that. So it's just kind of an extension of your smartphone. Really all it is. But, you know, like there's other things.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to move on to something else.
I was going to ask if either of you had heard of Project Oya. I think that's what it's called.
About it, but personally I wasn't too interested in it.
I think it's kind of neat. It's basically a set-top box for Android that has Bluetooth controllers. I think you can have like 4 of them. And the idea is you've got the normal Android App Store, and then you've got their own repository that you can get games from.
Okay. Oh, that's at Gamebox, hey?
Yeah.
That does look very cool. I'm pretty excited about that one as well, but I want to see that come out first.
Yeah.
But I could see that, like, because you know, like Android games right now, like Android is really gearing up to be able to compete with all the big consoles out there. You know, I just picked up Final Fantasy 3 that they've completely redone. It's now got 3D graphics and stuff like that. I've got that on my phone, and it is amazing, and I would love to be able to throw that up on my TV.
Question. Is this Final Fantasy 3 the American version or the actual Final Fantasy 3?
Probably the American version.
Well, because that is Final Fantasy 6 in the actual series.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Which that I know, will you, change my mind, because that's one of my favorite games.
How much of it have you played? I can tell you which one it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so you start out, there's a town full of ghosts that you have to save, and then the guy tells you to go to the desert, and there's an airship. Then you end up going to a castle.
I think that's actually 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
there you go.
X, you actually... The open part, I believe you start out with mecha.
Yeah, you're in.
No, there's no mecha in this one. This one's medieval.
Well, it was.
Well, there's an airship, but it's pretty much medieval.
Alright.
But it was actually a $15 purchase on Android, which is crazy high for an Android game, but it's totally worth it. I actually highly recommend checking it out. They also actually have Final Fantasy VII for the Android now as well, which of course is probably my favorite Final Fantasy game of all time. But I haven't actually played 3 yet, so it's pretty good so far.
All right. Let's see. There was one more game on Kickstarter that you were showing me that was interesting. At least that'll probably be the last that I have for this. The Planetary Annihilation.
Oh god. I cannot wait. This is like the next step for, you know, real-time strategy games. I believe actually one of the guys who worked on Total Annihilation is the one who's coming out with Planetary Annihilation.
I remember that.
Well, it definitely has a lot of the same feel, it looks like.
But like, kind of
expanded,
give you an idea of the progression. Like, okay, so you're on a planet, It's actually a round spherical planet. And, you know, you gather your resources, you build up your bases, and then you encounter your enemy, and you're like, oh, okay, you have a bit of a fight. And then you build your launch facility. And you launch off into space, and you land on the moon. You build a base on the moon. Then you maybe start doing some orbital bombardment of your enemy base, doing some aerial drops and stuff like that, dropping paratroopers and stuff like that. And, well, that's not enough. Okay, we'll do some other launches from the moon. Go mine some asteroids. Build some engines on these asteroids. Pilot the asteroids into the planet and destroy your enemy's hemisphere. then it progresses from there. So the graphics on it are just amazing. Very crisp and clean.
That video is
pre-rendered, but that's the art style that they're going to be going with, and it looks almost Spore-like, but less childish. That makes any sense?
I was going to say slightly cel-shaded.
Yeah.
Well, it has bright colors and stuff.
Well, it's basically they're not really using textures so much as just modeled shapes that have colors applied to them. But it looks very crisp and clean, but awesome.
Although one thing that I think they must have is the ability to turn an entire planet into a mobile battleship.
Yes.
If they have that, I'm sold.
Screw the battleship, I'm just going to crash an extra planet I don't care about into your planet. Ha-ha!
Well, you see, you're sending a planet that's completely covered in missiles and have it nuke every planet in the solar system.
If they've got warp drive, I'm just going to slam a planet into your planet at warp drive. Like in movies, they always make it stop and then kind of slowly approach so they can do the dramatic crap. Screw that. Just hit it at light speed and see how many nuclear explosions you can set off.
That definitely seems like an interesting thing, since they're saying they're aiming for anywhere from just a simple one planet match to matches that will go up to 30 plus hours that span several solar systems.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely seems like if they can get all that in there, it'd be a very, very large step forward in real time strategy.
Yeah.
So, and I think that one just started, so.
Yeah, you got another 25 days or something like that on that one.
And I think that's roughly all I have for now. Need to go over and keep some stuff ready for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, also gonna be trying to keep it on a regular schedule on Monday, since was trying it on Saturdays, but we just ended up playing games and forgetting about the show. So hopefully I'll be doing another show next week and not forgetting to do them again and disappear again. I'll try not to.
I'll try not to invade your show and scare everyone.
Well, that's okay. That livened up the show. You need to do that more often. Anybody else have anything they want to say before?
Nope.
I have a new life motto.
Ooh.
Big money, big bitches, big fun.
Well, they'd certainly be easier to recruit.
Except for recruiting the big money may be tough.
You just walk into a bank and ask for it. As long as you have a bandana and, you know, your finger in a pocket, they'll believe you.
Just remember, Payday the Heist, I don't think that's anywhere near what a real bank robbery would go down. So
oh, yeah, no, there won't be nearly as many SWAT people coming at you.
Yeah. And I don't think they would release you after you kill a few hundred of them.
No, no, at that point they'd just blow up the building and call it a day.
By that point, all the hostages would be dead, if you play it like we play it.
Well, we tend to keep them alive. Maybe one or two dies, but...
That and usually their snipers are a lot better, and in real life, I have a feeling you can't take nearly as many bullets to the head.
Yeah. You just need a tougher head. Alright. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
It's a two-bar loop. It's not going to get any more interesting than that.
Okay.
That was great.
Yeah, it was.
I think we stopped recording, maybe.
You hit the stop button, it'll ask you if you're sure you want to stop.
I hit the yes. The record dot is still red, though. I don't know if the screen just hasn't updated.
Move your mouse over it a couple of times. I don't have a VNC client on this laptop, or I would check for you.
Says it recorded. Yes.
If you go, it should have a little text thing, and they're saying recording stopped. It also should have kicked us off the station if you hit the stop button. That's easy enough to check.